Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has called for a dramatic change in the way we acquire military equipment. Now, that was a quote. Gates has also said he wants to rely less on contractors and more on civilian civil servants. Our Jeffrey Smith is a reporter with The Washington Post. He's been following this story, and he joins us now live. Mr. Smith, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for taking the time.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Now, has Secretary Gates changed his position on weapon system funding? Has he always felt this way? Is this sort of staying the course?
I think he has instead decided to pay closer attention to a subject that he neglected for the past 2 years. So it's not a matter of him changing his opinion so much as learning as after he got to the Pentagon that the existing procurement system was not working and he needed to wade into the middle of it to try to fix it. And the reason that he learned this, or the way that he learned this, was that he couldn't get the building to buy things he thought were needed to save lives in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he concluded as a result that something was seriously wrong with the Pentagon's procurement priorities. And over a period of time, tried to get them to buy things he considered more important, and he had encountered pushback from the services, and then eventually decided he was going to, take a stronger role, a personal role, in a subject that he had mostly left to subordinates for the first 2 years of his tenure there.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the Secretary of Defense starts getting pushback, that does maybe tend to lend one to think that perhaps the priorities are not where he thinks they should be.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of pushback in the last 6 weeks when he was developing the present budget proposal, the one that was announced on Monday. The details still remain to be fleshed out, which he wanted to cut and which ones he wanted to increase spending for. And in particular, there was a big row between him and the Army chain of command over something called Future Combat Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the most, I think it's the second most expensive weapon system being pursued by the Pentagon now. Gates proposed to cut out all the ground vehicles, which are, of course, the heart of the system, and that's an $87 billion price tag. So there's a lot of interests, in that decision, financial interest, and it makes a big deal. And the Army didn't like it, and there was even talk about some of the Army leaders possibly having to resign as a result. That hasn't happened. We haven't seen that happen. But I don't know what's going to happen in coming weeks and months.
With a lot of shakeup in the uniform services over the past, I would say, year or so. I mean, you're thinking about the tanker contract and how that was awarded and then challenged, and then it went back to the drawing board. And then the issue with the Air Force and the nuclear weapons that sort of went rogue, the warheads.
Yes.
And that whole mess. So the priorities seem to be shifting, and now we're talking about the bottom line, which is really cash money.
Yeah, but not just cash money, but sort of the direction that the nation's defense should take in future years. I mean, there's a strategy behind what Gates is doing. He's not just trying to save funds, although he's looking to the financial problems the country is having as being something that will help give him leverage on Capitol Hill to avoid wasting money on weapon systems that they either don't need or that are too expensive. That said, he does want to shift the emphasis from sort of what the Pentagon calls conflicts, preparation for conflicts with near peer competitors like Russia, China, people who are close to us in military capability. Instead, he wants to spend more money on counterinsurgency, which is basically the type of war that we're in now, and the type of war that he thinks we're going to have to be in for the next couple of decades. And so it's not a huge shift, but it is a shift, and that means that a lot of apple carts get upset, because the Pentagon for the last 8 years has been largely continuing to buy weapon systems as if the near peer competition is all that we need to care about.
In addition to dealing with the defense contractors for the weapon systems, a lot of work is also outsourced to civilian companies from the Pentagon. And he also addressed that, didn't he?
He did. That's another big change in the way the Pentagon does business. He wants to hire thousands of of civilian, new civilians to oversee defense contracting in the next year. And I think within 5 years, 30,000 new civilian employees, which is a lot. And these are jobs that are now in the contracting community. So federal contractors are going to be losing this work, and it's going to be going instead to government employees. And it means that the workforce in Washington is not likely to change its size substantially, but where these people get their paycheck and how much they're paid could be substantially changed.
It's actually an excellent point, and I'm so glad you said that. It's not necessarily that we're going to see a reduction in force here in the Washington area, but everybody's going to take one giant step to a different area. Maybe people are going to shift over this way or that way. It depends on who's signing the check.
And the checks may not be as big. I think he thinks that Gates thinks, according to his aides, that if these people are working for the federal government directly instead of being paid through a contract, they will cost less. And that means the people who are doing this work might be paid less.
Now, as we know, when budgets are proposed, they have to go through the meat grinder, and what comes out on the other end may not be anything like what was originally proposed. This is particularly true when the president proposes a budget and has to go through Capitol Hill. Is that the same thing that this budget's going to have to go through, or is this pretty much in stone?
Gates told reporters on Tuesday that, you know, you never get everything. You never get all you want. It's 100% is not really a likely prospect here. But that said, he wants the Congress to consider this as a package. He presented it as a package. He's got a lot of what military folks call top cover from Obama, meaning he's got a president who's committed to reforming the way defense procurement is done. And that means, when he butts heads against lawmakers or against the military service chiefs, he's got the president covering his back.
So one way or another, we can expect to see some changes in the way the Pentagon does business.
I think there'll be some. It's going to be an interesting year to watch and wait, and we'll see how much.
Any bottom line piece of advice? Not that reporters are in the business of giving advice, but anything that maybe the contractors like Boeing and Lockheed Martin should watch for?
Well, this is just going to be a real scrum on Capitol Hill, and the outcome is just very unclear. So, it's going to be great for people who are interested in the subject. It'll be a very interesting year as it goes along.